I made a radio program for KVRE about 4 years ago called You Couldn't Pay Me to Do That. And in that little take five session that I recorded, I explained how, for me, I had a unique perspective, I thought, on first responders. And, you know, first responders, let me fine tune this just for a moment. We're talking about people that work on power lines, people that get in the trenches and dig out the sewers at midnight. We're talking about ambulance drivers, just all kinds of first responders. The people that are first responders, you could never fathom how deep they are. And I, you know, cable TV guys, we may love to cuss them or grumble about them, but, you know, they get called out in the middle of the night when the cable's down because you want to have cable when you get up in the morning. And it's not just that. It's the different world that they live in. Now, these are some wonderful people that I truly, truly appreciate. You've seen our interviews with Miss Christy Bennett, who is a wonderful person, but, you know, she makes note, and I think it's a very, very valid point that they live in a different world. And frankly, I think that's a good thing, and I appreciate them doing that because I don't think I want to be in that world sometimes. I can promise you there are accident scenes that the police and fire pull up to that they don't want their kids to see. They don't want you and I to see it. Frankly, their willingness to jump in and be at the front line is not something you and I are looking for. Very frankly, Diane and I were driving down the road not too long ago, and we looked over and there was a policeman talking to a lady, and he had pulled her over for, I guess, a traffic stop. And she was giving him 1.5 pieces of her mind. Oh, my Lord, she was reading him the riot act. Let me get that straight. So she's possibly doing something wrong, and she's giving him a cussing. Yeah. And I remember just off the cuff, Diane turned to me and she said, "You couldn't pay me to do that." And I thought about that and I thought, you know, how true is that? Is that the case 99 times out of 100? You couldn't pay me to do that. And really, could we? Could we pay you to get out in the middle of the night, hop down in a ditch and dig out a sewer line, dig out a water line, go fix a telephone line in the bottom of a ditch? Pull a formerly deceased, pull a deceased member out of a car, go to a door and tell a family member, as happened on our lake here, that one of your beloved family members had drowned? Could you do that? I don't think you could pay me. And that's not me being elitist about what I make money at and what I would take. That job is for a special group of people, and I appreciate those people. Let me tell you the story of how this came about. I used to live in Little Rock, and I lived not far from St. Vincent's Baptist and UAMS. Further from Baptist, but right very close to St. Vincent's and very close to UAMS. Let me put it to you this way. I was so close to the zoo, we could hear the monkeys when they fed them. Yeah, let that sink in. At, you know, whatever time of day or night. And you think about that and you don't, yeah, well, okay, that's urban living. Many of you may be familiar with that. But as a kid from Bryant, the Benton area, and having loved hot springs my whole life, I didn't grow up with sirens going up and down the road. I didn't wake up to hear the ambulance running up and down the road. If it did, it was a serious event because one of our neighbors wasn't doing well. But I do remember living in Little Rock, and I would wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and I would hear the sirens blasting up and down the road. And I would think, why? Why do they have to run their sirens? Why are they doing this? And as always the case, the more I learn about something, the more logical it makes sense. You see, when you hear sirens, the vast number of municipalities, even here in the village, someone's life is in danger or limb is in danger. There is the imminent possibility, or it's already happened, there's death or injury involved. They don't just run those sirens because they think it's a good idea at 3 a.m. and they just want to wake everybody up. They run those sirens because they're trying to not have an event of life and limb while they're on their way to help somebody with life and limb. After I researched that and knew a little more about the situation, I would be laying in bed on Lee Street in Little Rock, hearing the monkeys once in a while. But I would hear the choppers fly over. And I would hear the ambulance take off. And I would hear the police drive by. And as many times as not, I would grumble a little and try and roll over and fall back to sleep. But here's the story here. You see, I could roll over and fall back to sleep, and it was a minor inconvenience for me. But the police that were going to see them, the fire that were going to see them, the EMS that were going to see them, this could be life-changing for them. And it probably already was life-changing for whoever they were going to see. So after a few minutes of reflection, a few days of reflection, it really kind of came to me. I really realized what I needed to do. I am no pillar or zenith of spirituality in any fashion. I'm a down-home Baptist boy that is grateful to his wonderful parents who showed me the Christian path, which I believe is true, and helped me refine those ways. And I think it's probably that mindset that led me to think, every time I was awakened, dear Lord, bless the policemen, bless the first responders, bless the ambulance drivers, bless the fire truck drivers, bless the firemen that are going to see somebody in a true crisis now. Bless them. And bless the people they're going to see. People typically don't pick up the phone at 3 a.m. and dial 911 because they just couldn't sleep. It's a crisis. It's a tragedy. And we build our lives, think about it, we build our lives to not have crisis, to not have tragedy. Yet these first responders are the first ones to rush the door. The next time you see somebody like this and you watch them in action and you think, you are right, Dennis, you could not pay me. Well, I appreciate the fact we couldn't pay you, but we've got to pay somebody and they've got to go do it. At a bare minimum, you're not a spiritual person. That's okay. I understand. I think it's a mistake, but that's me. But at least be grateful. To those of you who are spiritual people, please say a prayer with me. Be thankful for our first responders because you couldn't pay me.